Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. We are hearing the glorious, beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam. We are in the first canto entitled Creation, Chapter 10, A Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka, text number 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
Vangshang.
Vangshang.
Kuror.
Vangsha.
Davagni.
Davagni.
Nihritang.
Sangrohayitva
Bhava
Bhavano
Hari
Niveshayitva
Nija
Raja
Ishvaro
Yudhishthirang
Prita
Mana
Bhavuva.
Suta Uvacha
Vangshang kura vangsha davagni nikritang
Sangrohayitva
bhava
bhavano
hari
Niveshayitva
nijaraja
ishwaro
Yudhishthirang
prita
mana
bhuvaha.
Kindly chant, Prabhus.
Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
Suta Goswami replied.
Suta Goswami replied.
Vangshang.
Vangshang.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Kuro.
Kuro.
Of King Kuru.
Of King Kuru.
Vangshadava
Agni.
A forest fire set by the bamboos.
A forest fire set by the bamboos.
Nirhritam.
Exhausted.
Sangrohayitva.
Seedling of the dynasty.
Bhava Bhavana.
The maintainer of creation.
Hari.
The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna.
Niveshayitva.
Having re-established.
Nijarajye,
in his own kingdom,
Ishvara,
the Supreme Lord,
Yudhishthiram,
unto Maharaj
Yudhishthira,
Pritamana,
pleased in his mind,
Babuvaha,
became.
If you kindly repeat,
Suta Goswami said,
Lord Sri Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is the maintainer of the world,
became pleased
after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthira
in his own kingdom
and after restoring the Kuru dynasty,
which had been exhausted
by the bamboo fire of anger,
purport by Srila Prabhupada.
The world is compared to a forest fire caused by the cohesion of bamboo bushes. Such a forest fire takes place automatically, for bamboo cohesion occurs without external cause. Similarly, in the material world,
the wrath of those who want to lord it over it, over material nature, interacts. And the fire of war takes place, exhausting the unwanted population. Such fires or wars take place, and the Lord has nothing to do with them. But because he wants to maintain the creation, he desires the mass of people to follow the right path of self-realization, which enables the living beings to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back home, back to him, and cease to suffer the threefold material pangs. The whole plan of creation is made in that way, and one who does not come to his senses suffers in the material world by pangs inflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord, therefore, wants his bona fide representative to rule the world. Lord Sri Krishna descended to establish this sort of regime and to kill the unwanted persons who have nothing to do with his plan. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord so that undesirable persons could get out of the world and a peaceful kingdom under his devotee could be established. The Lord was therefore fully satisfied when King Yudhishthira was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty of Kuru in the person of Maharaj Parikshit was saved. Trinadapi sunichena tarat iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before coming here, I was on vacation in the island known as Maui. And I took a tour of most of the island. And there are acres and acres and acres of bamboo. And it's a problem, because the bamboo drives away all other kinds of vegetation. They made an experiment and it backfired, because the bamboo grows like anything. And we just read, and you all know, how easy it is to have a fire caused by the friction of bamboo. So it's not looking very good. I mean, they have huge valleys. They showed us. We saw mountains and valleys and valleys, bamboo. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. But problem is, and it's the history of mankind, we try to solve one problem, and what happens? We create two more in trying to solve it. That is the problem with modern civilization. Always trying to solve things materially. But if we take the advice of the Bhagavad Gita, we would do better to try to solve our problems spiritually rather than materially. Krishna makes it very clear in the Bhagavad Gita that this material energy is his energy and it is insurmountable. The only way to conquer over this material energy is to surrender to him. You could make the argument that this, in one sense, makes Bhagavad Gita dogmatic. So, There are certain things that are dogmatic, such as death. There's no argument. You're going to die. So, yes, Krishna says clearly, there is no other way to cross over this material energy other than surrender to him. There is no other option. So the devotee, accepting this, surrenders to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes surrender to Krishna very easy. Because, as I was saying recently, this is the age of Kali. People, and my Prabhu, he mentioned the verse yesterday, that verse you quoted from the first chapter of the first canto, the symptoms of the age of Kali. So, the people in the age of Kali are slow. They're not very bright when it comes to spiritual subject matter. They're dull-minded. They're lazy. They have no inclination for spiritual life. Why is that? Because they're too absorbed in sense gratification. That again reminds me of Bhagavad Gita. For those who are too attached to material sense gratification, the determination to do devotional service is extremely difficult. So this Kali Yuga, people are so inclined to sense gratification. And on top of that, the whole system is rigged so that you become so easily enamored. Everywhere you look, all the billboards, sense gratification. The television. I don't know how bad it is in India, but in America, the television, one commercial after the other, sense gratification. And as Kali Yuga progresses, it becomes more and more demoniac. Growing up in the 50s and 60s, and now it's 2015, I have noticed how the television ads, the television shows, have become more and more filled with sex. Every product, no matter how ridiculous, there has to be some half-naked or practically naked woman to sell their product. This is the age of Kali. So, wherever you go, the sound vibration on the radio, the movies, everything is filled with sense gratification. And they have a expression. What is that expression? Something to do with the envelope. I can't remember the exact expression. Push the envelope. In other words, in the 50s, okay, we'll go this far. Then the 60s came. Okay, let's get a little more sexy. Let's get a little more demoniac. 70s. Every year, there's fierce competition. Who's going to push the envelope? Who's going to become more Kali? Because that's what Kali is. Kali is all about destroy religion. Destroy spirituality. Make the people more and more materialistic. More. It's not enough. More materialistic. So since Kali Yuga is so materialistic, so sinful, and it's like a runaway train. It's just rushing. And so therefore, God, knowing fully well how Kali Yuga is, the escape is made easy. To surrender to Krishna is easy. You just have to chant the the holy name of God. Namna makari bahuda nijasarva shakti. And God has millions and millions of names. And in each name, this potency is there. And as I've explained so many times where I go around the world preaching, that this Maha Mantra is the most powerful. The most powerful, these names, Hare, Krishna, Rama, these are the most powerful names of God. That's why it's called the Maha Mantra, the greatest mantra. It's so powerful. And we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the holy name does not depend or wait upon initiation. We don't preach, first you get initiated, then you can chant. We don't preach that. We tell people, chant. You don't have, it does not wait. It's a direct quote by Lord Chaitanya. It does not wait for formal initiation. Everybody needs to hear this Hare Krishna mantra. It should be blasted everywhere. If only we had the facility to blast this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over, everywhere, it would have tremendous effect. We do what we can. We're such a small society. Our influence is so minuscule compared to the machine of Kali, the billion-dollar industries, the movie industry, music industry, fashion industry, all the different industries. They are preaching. Everybody's preaching. So nobody should object to our preaching. Everybody's preaching. The television, all those news stations, they're preaching. They're preaching the message of Kali. The politicians are preaching the message of Kali. We are simply trying to preach the message of Krishna. That's what we're trying to do. We're a small, very small little army. And how glorious are those who on the front lines giving out this holy name of Krishna and the books which describe Krishna. That's why there's that verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that those who perform Sankirtan are glorious. Because we are the ones trying to stem this tidal wave of the age of Kali. It is a tidal wave. Day after day, it just gets more and more severe and worse. But at least we are saving ourselves and we're trying to save as many other people as we can. Like Prahlad said in his prayers to Nrisinga, I don't want to be delivered alone. I feel for all the fools and rascals. And Prabhupada showed us by his example that he wanted to take as many people back home, back to Godhead with him. We have his books. We have this movement. It's simply to give people a chance to escape this ocean of Kali. Yes. Kalair dosha nide rajan. Dosha nide. Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad things. The only one good thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And actually we are the most liberal, because even Prabhupada writes that even if you find some objection
to the names Krishna and Rama. Okay, if you have a name for God that you understand in another language, that is also good. If the name actually signifies the Supreme Controller, Allah, or Adonai, Jehovah. So if you have some name, okay, chant that name. At least chant the name of the Supreme Controller. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In today's verse, there was these two words, Bhava, Bhavana, the maintainer of creation. So we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord Brahma is actually not the creator, because he is first given the fundamental ingredients. Who gave those fundamental ingredients? Vishnu. He gave the fundamental 16 elements. With those, Lord Brahma engineers a creation. It's just like if your wife, Yashomati, she cannot make an offering to the Lord unless she is given the vegetables, the milk, the ghee, the grain. She can't, doesn't have mystic power. Okay. Here you are, Lord. The Lord can do that. The Lord can generate anything simply by his will. He thinks it, it's manifest. That's God. These Mayavadis want to tell you that you're God. If I was God, then I wouldn't have to work. If I was God, I could expand myself. Okay, you go to work. Okay, you do this. If I was God, I simply have to think it, it manifests. I'm not God. It's ludicrous. Cheating. I'm not God. But we see Krishna can simply will something, it appears. The story. Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Nisinga Prahlad Ki Jai, Gopal Ji Ki Jai. The story of Ekadashi, where Narayan was fighting one demon. So Narayan took rest. So the demon was waiting. So while Narayan was resting, a woman came out of the body of Narayan and killed the demon. That's God. What comes out of me when I sleep? Sweat and odors. Here's God. While he sleeps, he can kill somebody. Our conception of God, which we get from Gita and Bhagavatam, nobody can compare to our understanding and the depth and the breadth of what is God. That's why when I came upon these books, I knew this is it. This is it. Last couple of years, for the first time, I read Mahabharata and Ramayana. And with each book, I couldn't believe how great the next chapter was. The next chapter was even greater than the previous one. In both of these books. That's, who can think of this stuff? It can't. These writers nowadays with their movies, they're very entertaining, but cannot compare to what Vyasadeva Valmiki has given us. Vyasadeva is living in a little hut, and look what comes out from his
heart and his writings. Inconceivable. Achintya. God is achintya, inconceivable. He's adhoksaja, beyond your ability to figure out or to on your own, independently. No, that's not, you cannot independently on your own discover God. On his terms, then you can understand his way. I've gotten the question sometimes in lectures. I've gotten this question. Why doesn't God make the material world a nice, happy place? As if to say, they want the material world to be just like the spiritual world. And so they get angry. And I've even read it. I've read silly comments. They think they're very clever. Like there's this one big atheist. I remember reading on some site. There's this one big atheist. He's very popular. And he says, I will never believe in a God when I see how much suffering there is in this world. What kind of God? That's his logic. His logic is, how can there be an all-merciful God when there's so much children suffering and Boko Haram and all this? He said, how can there? This is all silly logic. So here's how I answer. First of all, we were already in the perfect situation in the kingdom of God. But we wanted something different. We wanted to imitate. So then God said, oh, you want to be like me? You want to feel like me? You want to imitate me? Okay, but that can't happen here in my kingdom because everybody else doesn't think like you. So therefore, I'm going to create an illusory world where you can think that you're me, where you can try to imitate me. It's called New Jersey. Go ahead. Try to be me. Imitate me. Try to feel like me. You have my blessings. Not only that, I'll accompany you. That's a mean God. Like in the Bible, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they were kicked out of paradise and God didn't go with them. So just see their conception. Okay? But our explanation is, even though we left the material world, God never abandons us. He's right there alongside you in the heart. How is that a mean God? Now, another way to answer the question of this person, that actually this material world, whether it be New Jersey, Hawaii, anywhere in the could be the kingdom of God. It's possible. You just got to follow God's plan. But what happens? We don't do that. So because we disobey the laws of nature, because I use that sometimes, in some audiences, they don't want to hear laws of God. Like in some colleges, if you use the term laws of God, then they turn you off. So I'm clever. I say, no, laws of nature. Because we know who the laws of nature, they're the laws of God. Okay? So, but you can explain like that because you violate the laws of nature, that's why there's suffering in the world. It's not God's fault. It's just like parents on Christmas, they buy their children so many toys. But a lot of times, by the end of the day, the toys are broken. Whose fault was that? It was the children's fault because they don't know how to play nicely. You have several children in the family. And if there's boys, 1, 2, 3 boys, what's bound to happen? Wrestling, fighting, right? So it's not God's fault that there's suffering in the material world. It's man's fault. It's the same logic now that some are giving, whatever term you want to use, global warming or this or that. Yes, it is man created. We're the ones that are mucking up the laws of nature and creating a pandemonium. Like now, there's this problem with bees. Not enough bees. Somehow or other, with chemicals and this and that, the bee population has become, it's very bad. When we don't and one thing about my trip to Hawaii, they're a little more in tune with nature, and that's was their ancient culture. And so they're very, very, a little more appreciative because there's a history. They had a problem with one thing, and so they brought in something to solve that, but then now they've got an epidemic of this new thing, and the same thing was in Australia. When I was in Australia in January, they told me the history that years and years and years back they had a problem with, I can't remember the details, but they had a problem with one animal or thing. So they brought in this other animal which would eat. But then that new animal reproduced like anything. Now they've got a problem with this other one. So that's again the same example. You have one problem, you think you solve it. Oh, now you got another problem. So the solution that why this world isn't heaven is because that we mess it up. We mess it up. I have a practical example. Sometimes people want to know some of my history. So in 1975, September, I got Brahman initiation from Prabhupada. So Prabhupada's secretary at that time was Brahmananda. You know who Brahmananda is? Big Brahmananda, ISKCON's first temple president. So Brahmananda knew me. He said, okay, Nirantara, first test. Here's your Brahman thread. And the Brahman threads are all, you know. He said, you have to undo this without getting it all tangled. Sure enough, looks like spaghetti. So Brahmananda took it and said, I don't know, Nirantara. I don't think you're ready for Brahman. And I was like practically crying. So he took out another Brahman thread and he undid it. So that's another example. Here's the nice Brahman thread. There's a way to do it so it doesn't get, right? Was it Brahmananda's fault that I got it all tangled up? No, it's mine. So actually, God has created a paradise, but man disobeys God and creates hell. So that's the argument to that guy. Why isn't the material world? Well, the only reason we suffer is because we commit sinful activities. Now, tell me if I'm right. Nepal, isn't there some big festival where they kill millions of cows? Right? What is the name of that thing? And they wonder why they had this devastating earthquake? They wonder? What? The greatest sinful activity, killing a cow. This is the greatest. Harmless creature. Lord Chaitanya told Chand Kazi that anyone who eats the flesh of a cow has to suffer in hellish life for as many hairs on the cow. And how many cows have they eaten? therefore the only hope. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Huh? Isn't buffalo male cow? Or is that different?
No.
Buffalo's different.
No, male cow is like
still, it's animal killing. Still, it's animal killing. And it's needless. Like in the Vedas, there is sanction for animal killing, right? But this is not, this is the same thing why Buddha came. Buddha came because there was unnecessary animal slaughter. And I remember Prabhupada used to say that a meat eater, according to the Vedas, is allowed to eat meat once in a month on the dark moon day and has to say the mantra, "Dear Mr. Goat, I am slicing your throat, but in the next life you can do this to me." That's the mantra. So the idea is one day you realize, what the hell am I doing here? Right? So, but once a month. But now they eat meat three times a day. This is Kali Yuga. Anybody want to share anything? You want to add anything to the class? You want to share something, some realization? Huh?
India is the highest exporter of cow meat.
It is?
Second largest beef.
Second. Who's first?
I'm not sure. Are you sure? I heard India.
Yeah, India is definitely second largest beef exporter in the world. That's the statistics are large.
But Modi is on some. It's 2015. I told Kali Yuga is progressing, not just in America, India also Kali Yuga.
Oh yeah.
You want to share anything? You want to add to the class?
Why this ISKCON Krishna message is not going very rigorously, more and more, much faster, many people also.
Because. That's one thing. They don't think they're suffering. They're in Maya. What as we learn from the Bhagavad Gita, it's a rare person who will actually accept this message. It's a rare person. We try our best, but unfortunately, it's like a pyramid. At the top, very few. Prabhupada, I think, used to say it will take big war or big catastrophe. For instance, I'm sure you all realized it because it was on the news. The day after 9/11, the churches were filled. They actually mentioned it on the news. After 9/11, boy, everybody went to church. But as time goes on, then Maya comes in, it's okay. And then things start. So, unfortunately, for most people, they need a big wake-up call. As far as strategy, if you have something that you can share, if you have some plan, please inform the GBC. anything that you can do to help this movement, you will become glorious.
I'm a very minor guy, but what I'm thinking now, if this temple is there, so many other people, so many of the families are getting benefit. But there should be something more, because, you know, out of maybe 100, one person is getting benefit, out of 99 is still suffering.
That's what I'm saying. If you can think of something, this boy goes out, you go out, you do book distribution. But if Krishna inspires you with some idea, you will be glorious. I think everybody is trying in their own way, but the demons have taken over everything. All the news outlets, all everything. Even to do our temple, we have to bow down and worship so many demons' lotus feet. We have to be very cautious. Prabhupada said, if they knew what I was doing, they would have killed me. Even Prabhupada realized, you're playing in the den of the demons, so you have to do things carefully. Is that all right? Please forgive my offenses. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.